About a decade ago, in 2012 or 2013, my wife and I decided to visit Lofoten Islands in northern Norway. It was not a planned tour, or what I mean is that we didn't join a tour, we flew to Oslo and then to Narvik on our own. Narvik is one of the most favorable places in Lofoten, or rather one of the most photographically favorable places to start the foreign tour, and it's so close to the town of Reine. We rented a cane red bungalow for several days, like the one you see in the photo. Lofoten is a very nice place to explore. Luckily, it was the beginning of September. Tourists leave Lofoten in August. Not many people visit the place in fall. The whole place was empty, I would say. There was a smell of dry fish, and you got used to it as you walked around. On the first day, everything smelled of fish, but as I said, you got used to it. The first day was rainy, but we still managed to take some photos. The second day was overcast, but there was no rain. Luckily, on the third day, the weather cleared up beautifully. Anticipating the clear weather, I set out early at 6 a.m. in the morning, leaving my wife in the bungalow. And I drove around searching for the perfect angle to capture the scenery. I found an ideal spot where the sun was not visible yet. The sun doesn't rise until 8 a.m. during that time of the year, approaching winter months. I waited for the sun to rise. When the sun finally emerged, the whole place was lit up. There lay for me an incredibly fascinating landscape. Then, to my delight, a small fishing boat appeared on the left. I waited for it to come exactly where I wanted to, and that way I was able to focus on the illuminated bungalow, the majestic Rocky Mountains behind, and the clouds. I was lucky to catch those clouds just as they were brushing the mountains. This is how one of the best photos of our Lofoten adventure was created.